2 underway at Old Trafford. Farouk, how's it looking?
Well, it's looking increasingly stupid of the Indian captain to win the toss and, you know, and decide to bat. You don't need to be a rocket science for that. You know, it's just bad, rank bad advising. I would blame the team management. I would blame Duncan Fletcher. He's the team manager. He's got experience of cricket in England. He's got experience of wickets in England. Surely he should have advised Dhoni. You know, surely he's seen the wicket that morning. I don't know who's, you know, the mind boggles, frankly. It's devastating. I just couldn't believe it. And I even said to my friends, a bad toss to lose, really. It's a good toss to lose, rather. Because, you know, that decision proved absolutely fatal. You know, 6 batsmen getting ducks on the first morning of a test match. Ridiculous.
We talk a lot about how important the first hour is. It's obviously important that India make a much better start today than they did
yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
Well, they've given a lot of runs already. England trail only by 31 now. You know, thanks to some short pitch bowling. There's nothing for short pitch bowling on this ground. You've got to pitch it up, make the batsman drive, let the ball seam, swing. You know, these are the things that are not told to them or what? I don't understand. You know, what hurts me that I've been living in this country for over 50 years. I know every blade of grass at Old Trafford. No one from the Indian board has bothered to even contact me. I suggested. I voluntarily helped. Not a single penny from them. But, you know, I'd be only too glad to help as and when recovered without stepping on anyone's toes. But no one took any notice. And they're paying the price for it.
Absolutely. And you say you know every blade of grass there. For what about the clouds there? The weather forecast for later on isn't particularly good. Is that going to be a factor in either of these teams' thinking today?
Not really, you know, because both Bell and Jordan are, you know, the Bell is well set at 49, and Jordan's just opened his account at the 4. So, I mean, all things going well, England should get a handsome lead. And every run will put pressure on the Indian batsmen. Indians are not very good at saving a game. They're pretty good at winning it. But when it comes to saving the game, as we have seen at Southampton, they'll just throw it away. And I just see sort of a humiliating defeat for India, unless there's a tremendous breakthrough or, you know, and in cricket anything can happen. You know, 2 or 3 balls could take 2 or 3 wickets and change the complexion of the game. But as things stand, India trailed by 30 runs, and the Bell just got his 50. So, I mean, you know, England are going great guns. And day one certainly belonged to England, and day two looks like it's going to belong.